interrupt this program for a breaking news bulletin.
90 miles and counting. That's how far officers of the Nevada Highway Patrol have pursued the blue car on your screen in a wild chase right through the heart of Elko at speeds approaching 100 miles an hour. Live on the scene in Carlin is Chuck Pickering in the Fox 11 News Chopper. Chuck, what can you tell us?
Benjamin, we're heading west following Route 766, where it feeds off the I-80. Now, just under an hour ago, troopers attempted to pull over the blue car, which we understand is stolen. That occurred on the 80 east of Wells. Now, since then, this driver has stopped for nothing and nobody.
Any word yet on who the driver is?
None at this time. What we do think, though, and what we've passed on to the Highway Patrol, is that from our vantage point, we've seen another person in that car. See right there, a hand. It just moved. See in the back seat? Now, we could possibly have a hostage situation here, and obviously, the speed they bring this vehicle to stop.
Unit 6 ready at milepost 13.
Coming your way, 6.
Seems to be coming to a stop.
Chuck, what did they just use there?
It looked to be a special tire puncturing chain. And now the officers are approaching the car. One of them has opened the door, and he has hold of the suspect. He's pulling him out. He doesn't seem to have a weapon.
Well, he may not be armed, but from our vantage point, it looks like he doesn't want to get out of that car.
Okay.
Let's get it out of my hands.
Hostage appears to be okay. The Highway Patrol has her now. But, Chuck, it looks like that driver is still fighting.
Yes, he's definitely putting up a bit of a fight. He seems to be a man with a few choice words on the subject, as you can see. They're trying to restrain him. I'll tell you, we're going to move back and try and get a wider angle. See, there's a woman. What the heck? She's... There, see? She's banging her head against the window. What the hell just happened?
Virgil Noakes. I'm Agent Scully. This is Agent Mulder. We're with the FBI.
Jehovah's Witness?
No, sir. Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Well, we do have a free copy of the Watchtower for you, if you like.
Sir, this is just a routine check, but we understand that you recently placed an order for 5,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate fertilizer.
Oh, you people. Come on in. Sugar beets.
Excuse me?
I grow sugar beets. Figure I got better things to do with my fertilizer than go around blowing government buildings sky high.
Yeah, well, as we said, sir, this is just routine.
So routine, it knows the mind.
I've got my ag card and my papers around here somewhere. Help me look for them, will you?
As we reported earlier, a wild police pursuit ended in tragedy this morning with the death of a 36-year-old female hostage. This was the scene west of Elko, Nevada, 1 hour ago, as the hostage died.
Hey, Scully, take a look at this.
While in custody. We once again want to warn our viewers this footage is extremely graphic.
Now, the hostage is still inside the car. It appears as though she's banging her head against the window.
At this time, highway patrol officials are refusing to identify the woman or to speculate on how she died, though they do stress it was not the result of a gunshot. A preliminary coroner's report isn't expected for a day or more. Meanwhile, residents of northern Nevada who first witnessed...
Thank you, Captain. That's no problem. We'd be happy to help.
Mm-hmm. We'll be happy to help what?
See you soon.
Mulder, we're not going to Nevada.
Come on, Scully. Just one quick side trip.
No, sorry, Mulder. We have a whole new assignment.
Running down
now.
People that buy fertilizer? This is scut work, bozo work. This is the FBI equivalent of being made to wear an orange jumpsuit and pick up trash by the side of the highway. They mean to humiliate us.
Look, Mulder, like it or not, humiliated or not, we're on domestic terrorism now. And yes, this is a punishment. But if we want to get back to where we want to be, we have to follow orders. We can't freelance.
You saw that news report. What did you make of that?
I think that the obvious assumption is that the woman was shot, regardless of what the police say. Maybe it was a sniper.
In the words of their captain, she just sort of popped. And what about this guy who supposedly tried to take her hostage? Her husband? Looked to me like he was trying to warn the cops before she died. Now, the sun will rise in America tomorrow, regardless of whether or not we're at yet another farm investigating yet another enormous pile of doo-doo. We can be in and out in a day. Nobody has to know.
Fit in his cell, screaming a bunch of nonsense that we were going to kill him the way we killed his wife. You know, he's not a particularly stable individual.
Captain, he may need medical attention.
He's getting it. Our doctor's with him now. I mean, after whatever happened to his wife, which I'd like to stress was not our fault, we're not going to take any chances, you know?
Patrick Garland, Cromford, Montella, Nevada.
40-year-old roofer. No history of mental illness. No prior record.
He's got one now. That barracuda he jacked on the Utah state line. He yanked some teenager out of the window, threw his wife in back, and took off. Excuse me.
What do you think?
I'm thinking while we're here, I might take a look at Mr. Crump's wife.
I'm going to stay here and see if I can see Crump.
Town right here.
So that's where it started. That's Crump's home. Then he headed east in this direction on the 5, about 10 miles to the Utah border, where he stole the car.
You got it.
Yeah, but you caught up with him in Wells. Where's that? That's here. So that means that he started off in this direction, then all of a sudden he turned around and he headed west to Wells. Why?
Former Vicki Jenkins Crump. I'm hoping you can tell me what I'm looking at, because this is a new one on me.
There's no gunpowder residue. The carbon stippling? no evidence of an entry wound whatsoever.
There is none. It's all exit. But how that could be.
Finding what looked like fragments of Petra's bone embedded in the remaining portion of the auditory canal. In fact, I seem to be looking straight through to the osseous labyrinth, or what's left of it.
It's almost like a little bomb went off in her ear.
May I?
Please.
To be some kind of tumefaction within the lateral sinus.
BP's at it, sir. I don't understand. What'd you just do?
Well, if I know, I'll take it.
I'll tell you that. Look, I have no idea what killed this woman, but I have to assume it's communicable.
Yeah?
Another body has been found just outside of Montello. Same apparent cause of death, some kind of massive aneurysmal rupture.
Uh-huh.
Now, Mulder, I've called the CDC. They're on their way. But Patrick Crump may be infected, so you need to quarantine his cell and make sure that anybody who's had any close contact with him whatsoever has been quarantined as well. And that means you, Mulder, you're to have no contact with him whatsoever. Mulder?
Well, that's gonna be a little tough, Scully.
Drive.
Visual, plus we're in phone contact.
Not to mention the strings we pull at the stations to keep this thing off local TV.
Where are they going?
Crump won't say. Wherever it is, though, he ain't getting there. We'll see to that.
Roadblock?
We'll shut him down east of Tuscarora.
Nice, clean, remote space we can own.
All right. I want the CDC on site. I want the officers making the arrest to be wearing level 2 or better anti-contamination suits. I want the car decontaminated, I want Agent Mulder and Crump decontaminated, and I want them quarantined separately.
You got it. Crump says that if we don't pull back our escort, he's gonna shoot your partner.
Just leave me the hell alone!
if we just pull over and let me out, too, huh? It must be cramping your style.
Just shut up. Shoot people. Figures.
What figures?
Shut up.
Hey! No! That is so stupid, Crump. That is
shut
so
up.
Stupid.
You shut up and drive, you understand? What are you doing?
What am I doing?
What the hell are you doing?
I'm composing a sonnet. What does it look like I'm doing? I'm slowing down for a light.
Go!
Same thing? If you stop moving, you die?
I think I saw this movie.
Why didn't you tell anybody? Why didn't you tell the police?
Hey, look, I don't know how well you recall the last 30 seconds, but your life is in my hands, regardless of whether or not you hold that gun.
It's right here, boy.
Just tell me everything you know. That may be the only way I can help you.
You people put me here!
Shut up! I'm guessing we got 2 or 3 miles before the roadblock.
What roadblock? I got rid of the cops.
Check your window.
Man, if we get stopped...
What's the report, Captain?
They lost them. They were last seen on a forestry service road. Trees were too thick. Our helicopter lost sight of them.
Well, how did Crump know to avoid the roadblock?
That's a question. I was hoping your agent Mulder would manage to steer him toward it, but...
Well, maybe Agent Mulder steered him away from it.
Why would he do that?
Maybe he knew something that we don't.
Major Skelly, I've got the cell cultures from the second victim.
Anything?
So far, I'm seeing no evidence of infection in either victim.
So then we're in the clear?
No, not necessarily. I mean, something killed these people. Sorry, excuse me. Scully.
Scully, please hold for Assistant Director Kirsch.
Agent Scully.
Yes, sir.
How's Southern Idaho?
Agent Scully, Southern Idaho.
Think carefully.
Sir, I am not currently in the state of Idaho.
No, you're not.
In the course of prosecuting our assignment in Idaho,
Agent Mulder and I came across a situation in Nevada which we both strongly felt needed our immediate attention.
I eagerly await your report. In the meantime, agents of our Las Vegas field office will be available to assist you in tracking down Agent Mulder.
Thank you, sir.
No, Agent Scully. I think at this point I want to see him alive even more than you do.
This man works at Silver State Power reading meters.
Yes.
What if you read the meter at Vicky Crumb's place?
Crump? Crump, what else can you tell me about what's happening to you?
Mr. Crump. Call me by my last name. You said Mr. in front of it.
Mr. Gotcha.
Not Crump. Mr. Crump.
I can think of something else I'd like to call you. I can put Mr. in front of that, too, if you'd like.
You know, what kind of name is Mulder, anyway? What is it like? Like Jewish?
Excuse me?
Jewish, it is, right?
It's Mr. Mulder to you, you peanut-picking bastard. Now, Mr. Crump, what can you tell me about what's happening? What?
You're going the wrong way.
What do you mean it's the wrong way?
This way, go this way, go this way!
I can't go, I can't go left. There's only trees there. Crump. Crump, it's west.
Huh?
West. You gotta head west. It's just like you did with your wife. You took her and you headed west. It's not just motion, it has to be in one direction. Is that right?
What the hell happened to you?
Thorough search with an eye to the usual disease vectors.
You got it.
Seeing the same pathology here.
We need to get a blood sample.
Let's go. Hold him down. Let me sedate him.
One more time. You woke up this morning, then what?
We have been through this.
Woke up this morning, but you didn't go to work. Why?
It was raining. You don't shingle in the rain. I was up at 6 reading the paper.
What was your wife doing?
Cooking, man. Breakfast. She was just putting breakfast on the table when...
You looked up.
I looked up, and I saw that she had this nosebleed she didn't even know she had.
What caused it?
What do I... I'm like, Quincy? How the hell should I know what caused it? It just happened. 10-15 minutes later, she just starts getting sick. Said she got a headache that just keeps getting worse and worse. She starts... screaming. I didn't know what the hell to do. I just, I got her in the truck and taken her to the hospital. But then it seemed like the faster we went, the better she'd do. But just as soon as I tried to slow down or stop,
I'm sorry about your wife.
Sure you are. You and the rest of your Jew FBI.
Crump.
Oh, yeah. You think I don't know, huh? You think I'm just some ignorant puttknucker, don't you? But I get it, man! I see what this is. I am not sick, and I do not have the flu. Vicky and me were just some kind of government guinea pigs.
You think the government did this to you?
Hell yeah, who else? You see it all the time on the TV. They're dropping Agent Orange. They're putting radiation in little retarded kids' gonads. Oh yeah, you sons of bitches sneaking around my woods at night. I seen you. You think I don't know?
On behalf of the International Jewish Conspiracy, I just need to inform you that we're almost out of gas.
The trailer looks clean. No readily apparent vectors.
Dogs, housewives, whatever this thing is, it doesn't discriminate.
There are zoonotic pathogens which spread among species.
Look at that.
The Crumps have a neighbor.
Hello? Hello? Doctor?
You ready? Here goes nothing.
Where in the hell do you think you're going?
step now. We just have to examine you. One deaf woman survives unscathed while everything else around her dies. Why?
Wait, what are you doing?
Pathology of this thing. It affects the inner ear. And this area right here is ground zero. What if what we're looking for is some kind of a sound?
Seriously?
Scully!
It's Van Gelder.
Agent, I don't know what the hell your partner's thinking, but not only is he actively evading my officers, now he's stolen a car.
Come again?
You heard
right. Left behind a crazy note addressed to you.
You there?
Yeah. Read it to me.
Crump's sick. Will die if stopped.
Same as wife. Must head west to keep alive. No roadblocks.
Exclamation point. Does this make any sense to you?
Take him at his word. Let him through.
Let him through? Look, no offense, Agent Scully, but how about you run it by your superiors? Because frankly, I think they'll say different.
I'll take that under advisement.
I'm doing 70.
You gotta go faster. It's getting worse.
Yeah, it's good. Okay.
Hey, the juice stuff. No offense. Help who he's born to.
That was an apology, right? Gee, I don't know if I can see to drive. My eyes are tearing up so bad.
Whatever, man. Why are you doing this?
Why am I doing what?
This.
Not in your best interest to make me question that right now.
How do I know you ain't doing exactly what they want you to? Driving me all around creation, experimenting on me. How do I know it ain't that?
I guess you don't.
I ain't saying you are. I'm just saying there's no way to treat a man. Take away his dignity like that. Right. Better just to kill him. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, you gotta stay alive if you want to stick it to the government. If you die, you let them off the hook. Am I right? Huh?
You're right. Damn straight.
We'll figure this out.
Better figure quick. We're running out of west.
Lieutenant Briel? My name is Dana Scully. I called in regard to the electrical equipment the Navy is maintaining in the town of Montello.
Right. Listen, I don't know if there's been some miscommunication between you and your Washington office, but...
My Washington office?
Yeah, I was under the impression that I'd explain this to the FCC's satisfaction.
Oh, I'm so sorry to make you run through it again. For my official report to the FCC.
Okay. At 6:17 yesterday morning, during a test of our ground conduction radio system, a situation arose in which our equipment experienced a brief power surge. That's what interrupted television reception in the four-state area. However, steps have already been taken to ensure this won't happen again.
The ground conduction radio, that would be Project Seafarer?
The specifics of what we do here are classified, ma'am.
Sure. Would you happen to know what effect such a surge might have on an organism, say a human being? Theoretically speaking,
that's classified as well, ma'am.
Crump.
Mr. Crump. What is it, Mr. Mulder?
Mulder, are you okay?
Yeah, aside from terminal cell phone withdrawal, that and I gotta pee. Where are you?
I'm just about to board your Justice Department jet. Hopefully I'll overshoot you.
Headed where?
I don't know, Mulder. You tell me.
I'm guessing wherever the hell Route 36 ends, but we can't stop, Scully, and I'm kind of at a loss as to what to do next.
Well, I think I have a loose theory as to what caused this.
Well, lay it on me.
Okay. Mulder, you know what ELF waves are? Extremely low-frequency radio transmissions?
Yeah, use an antenna like 50 miles long. In the military, use it to communicate with the Trident submarines. Project Seafarer, Project Harp.
Well, Seafarer has an antenna array stretching beneath the edge of Patrick Crump's property. Now, ELF fields have been shown to produce biological effects in human tissue. Inducing electrical currents, altering chemical reactions.
Not to mention that as a potential weapons application, it's been referred to as electrical nerve gas, or maybe behind the so-called Taos hum.
What if some overload, some hum from this system could somehow match the resonant frequency of the human skull? I mean, what if it could induce a like hum that could somehow exert a rising pressure on the labyrinth of the inner ear, in a sense shattering it?
But with constant movement somehow ameliorating that pressure, making it bearable. But why only westward movement?
I don't know, Mulder, I don't know. I mean, maybe it has to follow certain lines of force, electrical or magnetic.
But the big question, Scully, is what do we do about it?
Well, I think I know, Mulder, but it's nothing that Mr. Crump is gonna like.
We'll be there.
What?
Well, whether they did this to you intentionally or not, you were right. They did it to you.
So what do we do?
Your one chance is that we meet my partner at the end of the highway. There, she will insert a long, large-bore needle into your inner ear, hopefully relieving the pressure. And when we get there, she's going to have to work fast. She's only going to have one chance. She's not going to be able to use any anesthetic. And it will probably leave you deaf.
But I'll live, right? Well, that's what it's all about. All right, man. Let's do it. Mr. Walter, could you go a little faster, please? Just a little more is all I need.
Sure.
Just a little bit faster.
Justice Department jet, 2.6 turbine hours, round trip at $1,400 an hour. Car rental, over mileage, out of state use penalties, $346. Compensation to one Walter R. Duncan for unauthorized use of his 1968 Caprice station wagon, $500.
Why don't you bill me?
I'll bill your partner instead. You two obviously relish the role of martyr.
Okay, so are we done here? Back to the bozo work, investigating huge piles of manure?
You can always quit.
Sir, Agent Mulder has been through a lot.
And you apologize for him a lot. I've noticed that about you.
I'm not apologizing for this. Because of his work, the DOD is shutting down their antenna array in northeastern Nevada. Our participation in this case has saved lives.
I don't see you proving that. The Department of Defense admits no culpability whatsoever. Furthermore, they say the closing of the facility was coincidental.
Right.
Don't misunderstand me, Agent. I don't care if you and your partner saved a school bus full of doe-eyed urchins on their way to Sunday Bible camp. You no longer investigate X-Files. You are done. And the sooner you and Mulder come to recognize that, the better for both of you.
Big piles of manure.
This.